Fixed income markets have evolved, but most benchmarks haven't. At Janus Henderson, our forward-thinking framework aims to reconstruct past approaches to fixed income by focusing on multiple investor objectives. Learn more at janushenderson.com. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal and fluctuation of value.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, March 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We're continuing our week-long look at important tax issues that you should have on your radar as you pull together all your forms and paperwork ahead of the April 18th filing deadline. Today, we're talking about cryptocurrency and the IRS's stepped-up efforts to crack down on crypto tax cheats.
And so what they have ruled is that it is investment property like a stock, so that when you buy crypto, that's a little bit like buying shares in Exxon or IBM or Apple.
So what does that mean for taxpayers, and what happens if you try to skirt the rules? Our reporter Laura Saunders has those answers and more after the break.
When you listen to the news, do you feel forced to choose between elites and mainstream media and conspiracists and alternative media?
That's where the Lost Debate steps in. I'm Ravi Gupta.
I'm Corey Bradford.
And I'm Ricky Schlott.
The Lost Debate is a podcast and YouTube show for political eclectics who crave a variety of different ideas and beliefs.
We come from across the political aisle and from different generations, but come together for debates that sound less like crossfire and more like conversations between real people.
Check out The Lost Debate on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
If you own Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, the IRS has a message for you. No more excuses. The agency is focusing more attention on people who aren't complying with cryptocurrency tax rules, either inadvertently or on purpose. So what exactly are those rules? And what does all this mean when you go to prepare your taxes? WSJ tax reporter Laura Saunders has written about this extensively, and she joins us with more. Hey, Laura, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, Laura, you've been with us on a few occasions talking about how cryptocurrency has been gradually showing up on the IRS's radar. But why is the agency taking such a hard stance on cryptocurrency now?
Well, I think they would say they've always taken a hard stance on it from the beginning when they first put out the rules. But the IRS is viscerally suspicious of crypto. They feel it and see it as a vector for criminal activity, and people evading taxes, money laundering, things like that.
All right. So where does crypto show up in the tax filing process?
This is a good example of how seriously the IRS takes crypto. The agency put a question on the front page of your tax return right below your name and address saying, at any point during the past year, did you buy or sell or trade crypto? And you have to answer yes or no. There's a box to check. And if you don't, your return is not complete. And if you lie and they ever catch you, it will be a lot easier for them to make a case against you because there is the evidence right in front of you.
Yeah, it seems like it doesn't leave a lot of room for someone to claim, ignorance of the rules.
That would be right. And they had a lot of success with this on offshore accounts. That's the model. There was a question at the bottom of Schedule B that said, at any point during the year, did you have more than $10,000 in a foreign account? An offshore account. And of course, people were hiding money in places like Switzerland and the Cayman Islands. And if you check the box, no, and then when they did a campaign and found these accounts, you really didn't have much recourse. It showed that you were lying. So this is the model for crypto as well.
And just to be clear, a lot of people have Bitcoin. That gets a lot of the spotlight. But we're talking about all forms of cryptocurrency?
Oh, sure. Ethereum. They refer to them as digital currencies or cryptocurrencies or virtual currencies. It's not just Bitcoin we're talking about.
Now, how does the IRS view cryptocurrency? And why is that important for tax filers?
Well, the IRS had to decide, is it a currency? Is it a medium of exchange? Is it investment property like a stock? And so what they have ruled is that it is investment property like a stock, so that when you buy crypto, that's a little bit like buying shares in Exxon or IBM or Apple.
Ah, okay. And so what are the tax implications of that?
Well, that means that buying crypto is very often like buying a stock. If you buy Exxon shares, then you pay taxes on the dividends, but you don't pay taxes on the gains until you sell it. So if you buy at 10 and you sell at 20, you have a gain that's taxable of $10, unless you're holding it inside a tax-sheltered IRA. And that's very important. You can also put crypto in an IRA. In that case, you don't have any taxes on your trading inside the IRA, and that's very convenient. On the other hand, you don't get the break of lower rates on long-term capital gains, and that's a pretty substantial tax break. Your tax rate could go from, say, about 40% to about 20%.
All right, now I want to ask you more about keeping crypto in a retirement account in a moment. But just to clarify something you said a moment ago, if somebody bought cryptocurrency in 2021 and they held it through the end of the year, there's no tax on that?
Well, that's right, because you haven't sold it. You haven't had what they call a realization event. Just the way that if you buy Apple stock or Berkshire Hathaway and you hold it, there's no tax on that, unless they happen to pay a dividend or something.
Now, let's say somebody used cryptocurrency to make a purchase in 2021. What's the tax filer's responsibility there?
Oh, well, that's very important, and I'm glad you asked that question. Because it behaves like a stock, it would be as though you took shares of Exxon stock and bought a car. You don't just turn the shares over to the car dealer. You're actually selling the stock. You owe tax on it. Then you are giving the proceeds to the car dealer. And so there's a tax involved in the transaction. Now, the same thing is true with crypto. If you want to take some crypto and buy yourself lunch, it's not like a dollar bill that you just hand over the dollar bill. You are actually selling crypto to buy the lunch. And so that has to be taken into account. I think the IRS did this on purpose because they didn't want it to be a medium of exchange. They wanted to make it hard to use. And a lot of people are advocating for some kind of de minimis exception, like $500 a year, you could take it and buy your sandwiches or something like that. But they have not budged on this, and I'm not sure they will.
Wow, that's a lot of tax involvement for just a turkey sandwich and a bag of chips.
Yes, exactly. It is. There's a lot of record keeping involved. So I don't think you're going to see crypto used as a medium of exchange, at least not widely.
Now, I want to get back to the idea of crypto in a retirement account. More retirement plans are allowing people to include crypto in their portfolio. What are the tax implications if somebody holds crypto in something like an IRA or a Roth IRA?
I'm really glad you asked that question, because putting your crypto into an IRA can be a very efficient thing to do in terms of record keeping. If you hold an asset inside of IRA, there are no taxes on sales or dividends or things like that. So you get out of a lot of tax problems if you hold it in an IRA. The downside of that is that all distributions from IRAs eventually have tax at ordinary income rates on them. And it could even have a penalty if you take it out early. So if you held this crypto in a taxable account, then you would get the benefit of lower long-term capital gains rates if you held it longer than a year. And you don't get that if it's in an IRA. So therefore, there's kind of a trade-off. Less record keeping, but somewhat higher taxes.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thank you so much for being with us.
And thanks so much for having me.
Now, you can find a lot more information about cryptocurrency by downloading our new in-depth ebook, the WSJ Tax Guide 2022. You can get it free if you're a WSJ member. It's at wsj.com/taxguide. And coming up on tomorrow's episode, Tax Week concludes with a look at changes to tax laws that are kicking in this year that taxpayers should watch for when they do their taxes in 2023.
A few years ago, the government instituted, or Congress instituted, a special deduction for charity. It's $300 or $600 this year if you're married joint. That goes away next year.
That's coming up tomorrow on Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.